What's behind door number 3? Today on Podcast Magoria. Hello, and welcome to another episode of Podcast Magoria's Halloween A to Z. I am James.
And I'm Autumn.
And today... we bring to you our Why movie. Why, for you should have left. Yes, that's right, little ghoulies. We're at... our second to last, our Pinocchio.
Now I can't say it because you're saying it all crazy. The penultimate episode.
Yes.
Of the Halloween A to Z. I only know that word from Lemony Snicket, so thank you.
Well, I like pineapple mints. So how about that? Yes. We got the vibe.
There's a different vibe today.
Yeah, I feel like I want to jump up and start dancing.
I know. I want to get a little footloose here with this.
Yeah, this 2020 Kevin Bacon movie.
A Blumhouse production.
A Blumhouse and Universal picture.
Oh
man, okay, two big league studios making a horror film featuring Kevin Bacon running at an hour and 33 minutes. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah, and from what I've heard of this, it's kind of loosely inspired or based around one of my favorite books of all time, House of Leaves.
Oh, wow. This has a lot going for it.
It does. I'm very excited about this movie.
Good thing I didn't see anything from reviews.
I didn't. And I'm not lying, like James is.
Hey, wait a minute.
I thought that this was our newest film, and then I forgot about Skinamarink.
You and me both. This movie also pushes how do you define horror? How do you even define a movie?
Yeah, we'll have to get into that because, I've got some thoughts about this movie. That's for damn sure.
Uh-oh. All right. Well, let's begin. The movie opens on a picture of a family. It's a dark house. We see a shadowy figure.
Yeah, very, very way, like, very, very intense way to start our film.
Yeah.
Because it is just building that tension up.
Yeah.
First thing.
Yeah, the camera goes into a little girl's bedroom, and the girl wakes up, and, you know, we've all been there as a kid. You wake up, you have that spooky feeling, and she just looks into the darkness and is just like, damn it. I absolutely know what that's like.
Oh, yeah.
She gets up out of the bed and she's like, God damn it. She closes her bedroom door, gets back into bed, and, well, unfortunately, all of her fears are realized because there's a creepy man in there with her.
Yeah. At first, I wasn't sure if this was like a sleep paralysis demon or what, because he's not a normal guy, obviously, because he's got like this very odd voice to him.
Yes.
Like almost demonic sounding.
Yeah. And she's there breathless and he's just like, you can breathe. And so she's gasping for breath.
Yeah. He's getting on to her for cussing.
Yeah.
That's a sin. You shouldn't be cussing.
Mm-hmm.
He's giving off the worst vibe in the world, of course. And as he starts to attack her, she wakes up.
Yeah.
And it was just a dream. It really was just a sleep paralysis thing. Oh no, the old man is still here.
Ah! And then Kevin Bacon wakes up. Or in this case, Theodore wakes up, who I'll probably call Theo.
They call him Theo.
Yeah.
So we had the double fake out.
Yeah. a double fake out this early into the movie. We've been in this territory before. Yeah, he gets up, takes some pills, says, "Goddamn nightmares." And that's when we have the title of the movie. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, very interesting cold open for the film. Now everything's normal. We get to see Theo's kind of day-to-day. He's got a girlfriend, wife.
Oh,
what's going on here?
I hate to get already into this, but let's go ahead and address this peculiar elephant in the room, and might take up a little bit more time than I ever really want to, but I do not understand the relationship between Theo and Susanna.
Yes.
Let's go on a rant, shall we?
Yeah, let's go on a rant right quick. Because even from this first scene that we see them together,
yeah,
you would never think that these are married folk. You think that this is his young little girlfriend.
Okay, so I was confused on whether, because I couldn't really remember much from the trailer.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't remember what her relationship was to him in that. So I was just like, one, is she the girlfriend? Two, God, I hope that's not the little girl from the beginning of the movie, a little bit older, and he's taking care of her or some shit.
Yeah.
Which, especially because they smooch.
Oh, but, gosh, that didn't cross my mind at all, but yeah. Oh my God,
yeah, well,
I'm glad it didn't go that way.
Yeah, well, because it could have been a Lord of Illusions situation.
Right.
But then I was just like, wait a minute, are they married? Because it's definitely that more of a sense of, she's a young girlfriend,
mm-hmm.
He's an older guy. She makes fun of his age by going, "You need to put on sunscreen,
yeah,
you old withered fuck."
She's not quite that harsh, but she might as well have said that.
And then she's like, "Oh, well, we gotta pick up Ella and bring her home." And it's like, "Oh, who's Ella?" That moves us to the next scene of seeing Theo and Susanna playing hide and seek with the little girl Ella.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, so Susanna must have picked up Ella from her mom's house. And she's the girlfriend. And, you know, it's this... Because the way that this dynamic already feels...
Yeah, and the dialogue is just a little clunky here as well.
The dialogue for this movie, oh man. We're pulling at threads left and right here at the start. The dialogue for this movie feels almost as if it was written by AI.
Yeah, back in 2020.
Yeah, 2020 AI. Oh.
But it is so close to being room levels of dialogue.
Yes.
Because it was definitely not written by humans. It couldn't have been.
No. Like, or at the very least, it was written by a timeless vampire that's supposedly from Louisiana.
Yeah, and the flash of them, like, having their little family fun time.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't sure if that's actually after he picked up Ella or if it was like him remembering when times were good.
Yeah. Already disoriented.
Yes, very much so. And we haven't even made it to the house.
Yes. Some time passes, shrug, and Theo is visiting Susanna, his significant other, on a movie set, and is trying to get to where she is filming, but there's a PA that's just not letting him get onto set.
Yeah, and it just so happens that Susanna's filming the most awkward scene possible for Theo to have to just listen in on.
Yeah,
he's just getting to hear her make all these like very explicit sex sounds.
Yes. Yeah.
So it's very just awkward because he's standing there with the PA and he's looking at him going, sorry.
Yeah. So after having to listen to them shoot this scene a couple of times.
Yeah.
It's then a little bit later on after they're done and she's apologizing to him. She's like, oh, I'm so sorry that you had to stand around for it. It's so awkward. And I think the director just wanted to see me naked.
Yeah, she's so nonchalant about this possible sexual harassment.
Yes. And he's just like, well, that was, I don't really like this. And I didn't like, you know, having to stand there. And Yeah.
He's ominous about, oh, well, he recognized me and that's why they won't let me on set. They think I'm a maniac, don't they?
Yeah, yeah.
Not really giving us detail of why they would think he's a maniac.
Yes.
And she quickly changes the subject to go, oh, well, I did all that sexy stuff. Now I want to do sexy stuff with you.
Yeah.
To get your mind off of whatever's bugging you.
Yeah. Cut to them having really awkward sex in the car.
Yeah, because they're also having a very serious conversation.
Yeah.
While she's riding him.
Yes, where he's just like, oh, we should just, you know, since your shooting schedule, you've got a little bit of gap of time, let's go have a little vacation together. We'll run away. We'll bring Ella along. That'll be great. It's fucking real cool that you're talking about your goddamn daughter while you're fucking someone.
Yeah. And yeah, because she's like slowly riding him is
yes.
the thing. So
yeah.
It's even more like just gross. As I said, it is like a human did not write this
no,
at all.
No. In the middle of all this, we also learn that Theo has ED.
Yes. Because that needed to be put into the story.
That's fucking weird. Guys, this movie's weird and not for the right reasons. She agrees to go on this vacation with him. And we have just a really quick shot of a computer screen and them booking an Airbnb in this really weird looking house in Wales. Cut to them driving in Wales.
Hey, at least we didn't have a lot of hubbub in between them booking to going.
Yeah.
So hooray. But this scene is also really weird because Ella's riding in the back seat and she just suddenly asks, Daddy, since you're older, that means you'll die first, right?
Yeah.
What? What little kid just randomly asks that?
Yeah. And she's just like, you know, what happens to us when we die? And he's just like, oh, well, you just, you know, it's just the black void. It's just like there's nothing after this. That's tough luck.
Yeah, they almost get into an accident, so that makes them stop. And Susanna starts to reprimand Theo going, can't you just tell her about heaven or something? And he's like, how am I supposed to sell something that I don't believe in?
And then she looks at him and goes, I do it all the time. Whoa. Well, that's something to fucking
say. I don't
know.
It seemed like you were having fun despite his problems last night.
Yeah.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. Must be a good actress.
Yeah.
That gets brought up a lot.
Yes. They arrive at the house. It's real neat looking.
Oh, yeah. Like, this place is awesome.
Yeah, I would love to stay there.
I mean,
with problems and all.
Problems and all. I'm fine with the problems.
Yeah. It makes it interesting.
Yeah. And you never know what size your house is going to be.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm giving away too much. I'm giving away too much already. I mean, but everybody else likes this house, too. Ella's loving the outdoors. She's running around like a maniac mm-hmm. out there. As soon as they get in the house, Susanna's like, oh my god, I love this.
Yeah, except for the fact that she seems to be having problems getting a phone signal.
Yeah, darn.
And we get a little bit more of this peekaboo into Theo and Susanna's relationship, where he very obviously has not only like a jealousy issue, but has a problem with her being on her phone. Like,
yeah.
I think that's maybe just, it's an extension of jealousy where it's like, he's not only jealous of her being with people, but jealous of her being with technology.
Yeah.
He just wants attention.
Yeah. Which, I mean, she has kind of been stuck to her phone and is always like, oh my gosh, this person's so stupid.
Yeah.
You know, being
younger than him.
Being younger than him. Yeah. Exactly. They immediately recognize that the house it looks a little bigger on the inside than it does on the outside.
Yeah. Theo's just like, god damn, like, every time I turn a corner, it's another hallway with 15 different rooms. Like, how is this all squeezed into this little house?
Yeah, and the conversation about death continues a little bit between Ella and Theo, and
yeah.
He tries to sell the concept of heaven, and he's not very good at it.
Yeah.
Luckily, this conversation is interrupted by Susanna exclaiming, oh my gosh, Ella, look at your bed in your room. It's the size of Connecticut.
A weird thing to say.
I've never heard anybody use that phrase for anything.
Yeah, I would say Delaware. That night, Ella is in her room by herself doing her shadow puppets, and we have a little spooky shadow situation happen with that.
And she's a smart kid because she's immediately like, that's not right. I'm scared now. And here's more of the what the heck kind of relationship is going on, because Theo and Susanna are in the restroom getting ready for the night, and they're arguing, and then they go back to being really lovey-dovey.
Yeah.
Do they love each other or do they absolutely hate each other? I cannot decide.
Yeah, the dialogue is really freaking weird here. And also, Theo brings up a point that literally never, ever, ever comes back into play, where he's like, oh, the thermostat is broken downstairs, so it's going to get really cold down there, but it's, you know, the temperature will be okay upstairs.
I had completely forgotten about him talking about that, because it really doesn't.
It flat out has nothing to do with anything. Yeah. And I wanted to make a note to point that out, because the fact that I thought we're going to have a 1408 situation where they're going to be inside the house and freezing, or it was going to be really hot.
That would have been cool.
Yeah, it would have.
That would have been cool.
Ella overhears Theo and Susanna talking, and Theo catches her, and he's like, oh, was I being ambiguous enough about what we're talking about? Okay. Sure. Yeah, I mean, you didn't say to her that you're going to be railing her, so I guess, yeah, you're fine.
Right.
Like, what fucking... And then, so we see Ella run back to her room, which makes you think, oh, he's going to come in and talk to her. She's going to bring up the shadow, and he's going to tell her, hey, you know, baby, calm down. Don't let your imagination... It's new houses are always creepy, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
No. No, instead it's a, hey, Susanna, go ahead and get the laptop ready because I downloaded some episodes of this TV show we've been watching. I'm going to go turn out the lights downstairs and I'll be right back.
And boy, howdy, are there a lot of light switches in this ding-dang house. He's turning them all off, and then he finds another door that he hasn't been through.
Yeah.
Because there's light coming from it, and he's like, okay. He goes and looks in there. There's a million more light switches. He's like, oh my God.
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, I would have been like, the homeowners left these lights on.
Yeah.
I'm leaving them on.
Leaving it, yeah.
My problem.
Exactly, yeah.
Not my light bill.
You know what we were missing from this?
What?
Is that thing when you stay at an Airbnb and they have that giant thick-ass binder that has all the rules in it.
Yes.
If that, we needed to see him sitting down with the giant house Bible and thumbing through and go, oh, fuck me, I gotta turn off all the lights, okay. But it doesn't, because also, anybody that's ever been in an Airbnb can definitely relate to this, is you get that thick-ass book, but somehow it doesn't explain some very important details. Like, for instance, what do all of these switches go to?
Yeah.
You know, or don't flip these switches. Or at the very least, don't go through these 58 rooms.
Right.
You know, stick to the living room, the kitchen, the bathroom, and then you have the two guest rooms. You cannot enter any other rooms.
Right. There were no, like, labels anywhere.
No.
Going, absolutely do not open this door.
Yeah. And it's so crazy because they even note whenever they first arrive at the house about how all of the family pictures, all the home decor had been removed.
Mm-hmm.
Which you'll see that, like, typically, like, you get that. You get either everything's been removed from the house when you stay at Airbnb.
Mm-hmm.
Or they, for some reason, leave up all their family, like, vacation pictures.
They really lean into hey, a family lives here, too.
Because there was one that we stayed in where they had, like, the children's room. And they had, like, all of, like, their kids' graduation, like,
and their
diplomas.
Names splattered everywhere. I'm like, well, luckily we aren't crazy people.
Yeah, and they had that little chalkboard where they... I'm going to assume force their child to write a welcome message in chalk.
Yeah.
It was
weird.
That was a better movie.
For sure. So he just keeps opening doors, finding more light switches.
Mm-hmm. It does keep showing the bedroom and the giant clock next to the bed and the time that's passed, because when he initially starts turning out the lights, it is 10:34 and then it's 10:35. Like, so we see that time is passing.
Yeah, at least a minute has passed.
Yeah, at least a minute, which is actually pretty impressive. He must be, what we don't see is how fast he's running from room to room.
That's right. In one of the final rooms that he looks in before he's just like, okay, I'm done with this.
Yeah.
He finds a creepy photo of just like, you can barely see a silhouette in it.
Yeah.
And he's just freaked out by this photo. Yeah. Could have just been an innocent little picture.
Yeah.
It was an accidental picture.
Yeah. The only picture that's in the entire house.
Yeah. That's hidden in the laundry room.
Yeah.
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 It's not creepy.
It's not creepy at all. It's not like any other survival horror game we've played.
Yeah, that's right. When he finally makes it back to bed, Susanna's asleep, knocked out even.
Yeah.
And he's like, what the heck? You never go to sleep early. What's wrong with you? Are you okay? You know?
Yeah.
And she's like, where were you? What took you so long? And he doesn't even like pay it no mind. But we as the audience get to see that it's like 3 o'clock.
Yeah.
So like 5 hours have passed.
Yeah. He had no idea. Theo has dreams, like these flashes of the creepy man from the beginning of the movie with a crutch. And then also what looks to be like a body and like some rot and stuff on the body, and wakes up. Yikes. He's got some nightmare problems.
When he's jolted awake, he finds a note from Susanna saying, oh, we just went out for a walk. Be back later. And we get to see in the next few scenes, like, it's going back and forth. We got that classic thing going on where I don't know why movies do this.
Right.
Why they have to break up scenes like this.
Well, because it's killing any suspense that's going on. Theo is doing his meditation stuff and writing in his journal, and then it goes back to Susanna and Ella walking around the woods. Let's stick with them because this is the more important part.
Yeah.
And also more of the really fucking bizarre dialogue.
Yeah, because Ella's still stuck on kind of the morbid.
Yeah.
We kind of get to hear the story of what happened in Theo's past, what he's been kind of vague about.
Yeah. Susanna spills the beans that his first wife died.
Yeah.
And could have left it at that, but then explains to Ella that sometimes people overdose on pills and die in bathtubs.
Yeah.
And then also sometimes daddy gets blamed for murder and had to go to trial, and everyone thinks that he's a murderer. That's a lot to swallow.
Yeah.
That was a lot to swallow as an audience member. I couldn't imagine being a little girl. After Theo gets done writing in his journal, he runs to town to get some groceries. And So there's a little bit of humor here and there in this movie. It's not all drab.
Yeah.
Because when he arrives at the grocer's, he starts to put in his order on what they need. After each item that he lists, the guy slowly walks over and picks up the item and comes back. And then Theo's like, okay, well, eggs. And the guy goes slowly goes over and then comes back. And then finally, after who knows how long this took, he's got a box full of stuff.
Yeah.
The grocer is just like, you know, anything weird happened at that house yet? And Theo's like, oh, what? well, first of all, he misunderstands. He goes, oh, I don't speak Welsh.
And the guy's like, I'm speaking English, you jackass.
Yeah, yeah. And then he's like, well, yeah, no, nothing weird has happened at the house. We love it there. And he goes, oh, okay. He reaches in a drawer and gives him a ruler and just like, just take that. Check the angles.
Yeah, not just any kind of ruler, though. It's a triangle ruler.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's one, a specialty one.
Yeah, yeah, to check your angles and whatnot. And yeah, and Theo's like, thanks. And then he's just like, you meet Stettler yet? And he's just like, oh, I think that's who we're renting the house from. But we did it all online, so we haven't actually met anybody.
Kind of the same thing happens when he goes out to his car. There's an old lady, like, standing at his car that kind of asks the same line of questions. Am I wrong to say, though, that I thought that this old lady would show up again? That she seemed a little important?
Yeah, no, you're not wrong in thinking that. I also got that vibe. Yeah, I absolutely got that vibe. Because the fact that since she's acting like she knows everything about this.
Yeah, she's all, essentially.
What's missing from this movie is at least one more trip to town for him to get more warnings or to at least go, yeah, you know, I've been having nightmares.
Yeah.
And they're just like, oh, it's beginning.
Or
you know,
to say, oh, well, you know, it is really weird that I did find a third door in this room that I've been in hundreds of times now. And
yeah,
it's never been there before. You know, something.
I had a dream about all this shit. Like something so they can kind of confirm that there's something wrong with the house other than just one ominous warning. And then that is it.
Yeah. Yeah. When Theo gets home, Ella immediately turns to him and is all, oh, I'm sorry that happened to you, Daddy.
He's just like, what? And then looks over at Susanna and she's just like, well, you know, let the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, so we get more arguments between them.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm kind of on Theo's side in this argument.
Yeah.
I mean, I am mostly on Theo's side on a lot of the arguments, surprisingly.
Yeah.
But in this one especially, because he's like, why would you tell my story to our child?
Yeah.
I needed to tell her that because I'm the one that experienced it.
Yeah.
That is not how I wanted to tell the story to her. What are you doing?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
She's just like, well, it was asked, and you know, I thought it was a good time since she asked. Can't really just tell her I can't tell you. And I'm like, no, as the mom, you can go. No, that's Daddy's story. We need to ask Daddy.
We should talk about this later.
Yeah,
you know, like
with Daddy
else.
Involved.
At the very least. Didn't have to go into all the fucking details.
No. And so bluntly, too,
to
a child. And then he's like, I thought we agreed we would tell her when she was 7. And she says, that's an arbitrary number, which I do agree with that.
Yes.
That is a very odd number to pick to tell this huge story.
He felt that she was, you know, 7 is when you're, I guess, grown up enough to handle very heavy and complex situations.
Yeah, I don't know, but it's just yet again such odd dialogue.
Yeah.
And such odd plot lines.
Yeah. He also alludes to her lying about stuff and is just like, oh, well, you know, you're such a good actress. And she's just like, okay, well, go fuck yourself. And she storms out of the room. It's weird that they didn't hit that point over the thing that was actually the serious problem. They hit that point after he had already gone, okay, maybe you're right. Maybe you should have, like, maybe it is okay that you told the story.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, you guys, this relationship's fucking weird. Later on, it's dinner time and it's almost like an SNL sketch. It's a weird family tension thing.
Yeah. Ella obviously feels and sees the tension, but she's definitely Daddy's girl.
Yeah. Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Because she comforts him.
Yeah. Yeah.
As soon as Susanna leaves the table, she's comforting Theo. And I'm like, oh, it's really refreshing to see, in a horror movie especially, a dad and daughter have a close relationship like mm-hmm. this. There's obviously some sort of understanding there,
yeah.
And I appreciate it.
It also makes it seem even more so that Susanna is not mm-hmm. Ella's mom. Mm-hmm.
Okay, can we talk about that right quick?
Absolutely.
Because I meant to actually bring it up with her telling her the story about her dad, but did they not give Amanda, the actress, they not give her enough direction on what the drive of her character was and if she was actually Ella's birth mom or not? Because she acts more like a older friend or like a big sister's type.
Yeah.
It's that kind of relationship.
Yeah. If they would have just solidified the fact that Ella was the daughter of Theo's first wife.
Yeah.
And
that would have made their dynamic make a little more sense.
It would have made that story, like whenever Ella's asking her about Theo's first wife,
uh-huh.
it could have been a, what happened to mommy?
Yeah.
let me tell you that story, that would make it more worthwhile for him to react the way that he did.
Right.
Even furthermore.
Yeah.
Because the fact that, because then their argument would have made sense,
mm-hmm.
where Susanna would have been like, am I a part of this family or not? Am I going to mm-hmm. be her mom or not? Because you keep keeping me at a distance and keeping me out of these important conversations. That would have been a way more interesting dynamic
mm-hmm.
Between them, and would have explained all of the tension that they constantly have.
Yeah.
Because there's an obvious disconnect between them. And other than, I guess what the obvious thing would be is that he was an older guy, met this younger girl. They probably screwed once. She mm-hmm. got knocked mm-hmm. up, and he did the right thing, air quotes, of going ahead and marrying her so they right. can have a kid together.
Yeah. That would have made so much more sense if they had played it that way.
Yeah.
But they don't. Instead, we just have this awkward family dynamic that makes absolutely no sense.
Yeah. After dinner, Susanna's going to have herself a bath, and Theo's sitting on the bed. And when she goes into the bathroom and starts to soak, he starts to go through her shit. Like, he unlocks her phone and starts to check her text, yeah. doesn't find anything. Then he hops on to her tablet and starts going through her shit, doesn't find anything.
Even goes to the laptop
yeah.
and goes through her emails and stuff.
Yeah.
He's just going through it all. And in the meantime, while he's doing this, he's being suspicious as hell, going, hey, honey, do you need shampoo in there?
Are you washing your hair?
Oh, you're washing your hair, right?
Right? Right? That's going to take you a minute, right? And she's like, what are you doing? It's like, yeah, that's fucking peculiar.
Yeah, yeah. So finally a normal reaction.
Yeah, yeah. This is probably the most normal thing about this entire film. After he finds that there's nothing to worry about, when she gets out of the bath, he's just like, you know what? I think I'm ready to stop being an asshole.
Yeah, and I think it is good that you told Ella the story, and everything's all right. I'm just so sorry for the way I've acted.
Mm-hmm.
They go to sleep peacefully, except for Theo. He just cannot sleep.
No.
He's tossing and turning, rolling around.
Yeah, he is having himself a real hard time. We've all been there. You're staying mm-hmm. in a house you've never been in before.
Yeah.
You know, you're having insomnia. Nightmare problems and stuff. It's awfully
hard to sleep. The thermostat isn't working, apparently.
Yeah. They didn't bring that up. We're bringing that up.
Yeah.
And then, so he has himself a nice little stroll through the house and is starting to discover that this damn house, like, these hallways never end. He's going through hallway after hallway after hallway.
Yeah, he just keeps finding doors.
Yeah, he finds a door that has a stairwell that just seems to go on forever. So he goes down all these stairs into another set of hallways, but it's like hallways in a basement because it's all concrete everywhere.
Yeah, and it just seems to get darker and darker and darker the further he goes.
Yeah, he also starts finding Polaroids all over the ground, one of which features him and Ella sleeping.
Ooh,
that's
a little peculiar.
Yeah, one of the doorways in the hallway looks familiar to us, the audience, because it's the hall from the Polaroid he had found in the laundry room earlier in the movie. Maybe
okay.
It's time to get the fuck out of here.
Well, no, he can't, because he sees Ella's bunny rabbit laying in the middle of the room, and mm-hmm. when he goes to try to find Ella, he unfortunately does. He finds her little body.
Yes.
All drowned.
Yo. He's freaking out about it. He's like, okay, this is a dream. He starts slapping himself. He breaks a bottle that he finds and cuts his wrist.
I like that the bottle was just conveniently laying there.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. He slashes his wrist. It doesn't do anything other than bleed. So then he jams the broken bottle into his throat, which this causes him to wake up.
Oh, whew.
It
just
was
a dream.
Yikes.
Oh my gosh, there's too many fake outs in this movie.
Absolutely. Susanna is already awake, and she goes, I'll tell you, I just had the weirdest dream. It was a nightmare that I was on stage, and I didn't know my lines. And he's just like, I think I've got you beat.
One point we did forget to mention from the dream, and it is actually the big part of the movie, was before he started going down the corridors, he did see that somebody else had written in his journal.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And the words that are written in his journal are, "You should have left."
Oh,
our movie title.
Yay. Glad they squeezed that in there.
That will come into play later on, actually.
Yes, it will. Good Lord.
That's why I was like, we really need to bring it up.
Yeah, we ought to bring that up. Yeah. He starts to show her the room where he thought that there was an extra door, but there isn't one. And she goes, okay, so you imagine that there is a door. Hey, there's the laundry room. And he's just like, it's just the weirdest thing. And he shows her the Polaroid. And she goes, okay, so you saw this picture and then you had a nightmare about it. There's nothing weird about that. And he goes, no, I'm telling you, there's something fucking weird going on in this house.
Yeah, they do agree that, yeah, this house is a little weird. We should find another place to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Before they leave, though, Ella and Susanna, they decide to have one last little run around the garden because it is a very nice big area. And
yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I think it's a case of not wanting Ella to, she's already a morbid kid.
Yeah.
So maybe you don't want her to freak out because you guys are suddenly leaving.
Yeah.
So yeah, they're doing a little run around outside and Theo's just like, what a sweet moment. I'm going to text Susanna just saying how cute they are together and further making it sound like they're forming a bond.
Yeah.
That they didn't have before.
Yeah.
As if she's an adoptive mother. So he texts Susanna and he sees her pull out her phone. However, he also hears a phone buzz on the counter underneath her jacket. Oh.
Hmm.
So he texts her again, is this you? And the counter buzzes, but Susanna's still just on her phone and he's not getting a response. He takes a peek at the phone on the counter, and that's definitely the one that he's been texting. So what phone is she on?
Yep. She did the old 1-2 switcheroo phone trick on him.
That's right.
But me and James were like, that could just be her work phone that she's on.
Well, that's the thing, is the fact that she has, you know, she's got her phone, she has a tablet, she has her laptop. Why wouldn't she have a second phone strictly for business?
She's an actress. They have like multiple phones.
Yeah. Yeah. That could be her social media phone.
That could be.
It could be her phone strictly for her agent. Like, so he's a jealous minded person. I can see why he feels the way he does.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, also in the business of entertainment, you tend to have a lot of extra stuff.
Mm-hmm.
God knows we need extra phones.
Oh, yeah. I guess he decides to go either write immediately in his diary or check his notes. I'm not necessarily sure why he goes back to the room with his diary in it.
Yeah.
But he sees that the writing is on the page still and he goes, well, I didn't dream that.
Yeah.
And then he immediately goes out to confront Susanna.
Yeah. Who quickly confirms all of his worst concerns.
Oh, yeah. She doesn't deny it at all.
No, no. She's like, well, what's the big deal? Yeah, shit. Didn't mean you to find out. I didn't want you to find out like that. And he's really pissed off, but he's also handling himself very well.
He's the calm pissed off,
yeah.
Which is always scarier.
Yeah, that's usually when the murder happens. But he's just like, I think that you need to leave. Because I can't be around you. And why don't you go fuck Max or whatever, since he's obviously here. And she's just like, what are you talking about? And he goes, well, he must have wrote in my journal. She goes, Max is in New York. He's doing all this shit. And he's just like, well, either way, you need to get the fuck out of here, at least for a day, because I can't look at you.
Yeah. And she threatens to take Ella. And he goes, hell to the no, you're not.
Yeah.
Which, here's another clue of why Susanna is not Ella's actual mother, because why would she leave Ella with Theo in this state?
Exactly. She doesn't fight him on this.
A mother is not going to do that.
There should have been more dialogue here. However, she just goes, all right, well, I'm going to get in the car and I'm going to fuck off.
And she cries about it, too.
Yeah.
She cries about the situation that she got herself into.
Yeah. Yeah. She also says to him, I wish you would just yell at me like a normal person would. And it's just like, because definitely the silent anger
is so scary.
It's so scary. And also, like, you don't get to resolve anything when the person that's mad at you isn't just yelling at you. You just get yeah. you get to sit in your stink for a while.
Yeah.
And so that's sucks for you. Theo starts to prep lunch for Ella, and she's riding around on a scooter, and he's obviously having himself a hard time because well, the lady that he loves, we think, confirmed that she has in fact been cheating on him. His life's falling apart and he's in a weird fucking house.
Yeah, and now he's yelling at Ella, which I have not seen him be stern with her once.
Yeah, solidifying how much he's actually, I think, a good parent, because the fact that he's immediately like, I'm sorry that I had to get on to you.
Yeah.
Like he's like, you can see that it hurts him to have to get on to her.
Yeah.
Which is heartbreaking because he's dealing with his life falling apart and he's trying so incredibly hard and he had to just get on to his daughter.
Yeah.
She had knocked over a glass of water, and when he goes to clean up the water that had been spilled, he sees it has split into two puddles. Hmm. So he gets more water, pours it on there, and it splits into two puddles.
Hmm.
Well, that's weird, says Ella.
The way that the little girl delivers the lines, she's got a comedy career ahead of her.
Absolutely.
Is all I'll say. This is when the triangle ruler comes into play because guess what? He's going to start measuring them angles now, and the angles don't match up.
No. So then he's just like, all right, time to measure the house. They measure the inside of the room, and it's 26 feet. They go outside. The room's 21 feet. Ella's just like, how does that work? And he goes, I don't know.
Yeah, so now we're starting to get a little bit of the cool, scary house stuff.
Yes.
Where Ella's like, well, this is fun doing all this measurement and stuff, but I'm cold. I need to go get my jacket.
Mm-hmm.
And so he watches from outside as Ella goes in, grabs her jacket, goes through the door, doesn't come out the other side.
Yeah.
Huh. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
Because she should have immediately come out of this door.
Yeah. So Theo runs inside to find her and sees that her coat is just sitting on the ground in the room that he just saw her leave wearing her coat. Now, what I thought was going to happen is since you have the two, like the water had split, I thought what was really going on is that the reality inside the house versus the reality of the outside of the house are it's two realities merging.
Right.
And so when he saw her go inside through the window, he's seeing alternate reality Ella getting her coat. And what would have been, I think, interesting is when he saw her go out of the room, she takes forever, and he goes inside, is not that she's missing, but maybe she's lying there on the floor coloring and she's like, oh, what are you doing, daddy? And all that kind of stuff, because it would have really, it would have been so much more fascinating if that would have happened. We go back to the whole thing where he sees Susanna on her phone.
Uh-huh.
And it turns out that she doesn't have a second phone.
Yeah.
She wasn't actually, like, maybe she is cheating, but she wasn't. That moment wasn't her texting Max.
That would have been cool if they had went that direction.
Well, too bad they don't. instead, what would you say? We enter Silent Hill?
Yeah, straight up, we enter Silent Hill because we see more of Ella's journey through the alternate house.
Yeah.
And it definitely looks Silent Hill-esque. She even sees, like, a spooky haunting.
Yeah.
She sees like the bathtub filling in the middle of the room.
Yeah.
And the scary lady pop out.
Yeah.
What exactly are those? Is that a haunting? What's going on?
What would have made this make more sense, because she's obviously being haunted for whatever reason by Theo's dead wife. But if they would have just solidified that little fact that Ella was actually the daughter of his first wife, then it would make way more sense for Ella to be haunted by her.
Right.
But he's, but
yeah, that's not that the lady thing. Didn't know this kid. Yeah, why so would she be haunting her?
Exactly. It doesn't make any sense. So while she's screaming and freaking out, because she just got a treatment from The Shining.
Yeah.
Theo is running through the house trying to find her and screaming and doing footloose dance moves in the hallway.
Was it this scene where we, because they didn't know how to film his reactions to scary stuff.
Yeah.
Was it this one where he does the jump like, yes. I'm shocked.
Yes.
And it looks so bad and cheesy.
So every time that Kevin Bacon gives a reaction, they don't ever have it as a close up. They always do it as
a full body, a full or body a half shot body.
Or half body, or he's way on the other side of the room.
Yeah, so we get to see the full body reaction, yeah. And those are always silly for shock.
Yes.
So he literally just jumps like, huh?
Yeah.
To
yeah.
the right to look behind him, and it looks really silly.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I was laughing every time he was scared.
Yeah. Because often, and Kevin Bacon just has this like natural kind of dancey, you know, it's not just because of Footloose, but
yeah,
like
no.
just the way that he moves his body.
Yeah.
He should be in musicals.
Definitely.
He should just always be a song and dance man.
Because sometimes he like overreacts.
Yeah. Well, he just has a body for stage.
Yes.
And so you get that in this. And there's also like when he's banging on the walls and stuff, it also kind of feels like that shot in the Take On Me music video.
Yes.
It's just so peculiar that, see, we should have done an edit for this to Footloose.
Ah, oh, dang. That would have been so good.
But yeah, he finally smashes through a door to find Ella crying on some stairs. And he's just like, okay, you know, it's okay. I found you. You're safe. We just won't leave each other's sight. And they're sitting on the couch. And it's just like, we're just going to stay here. Mommy's coming back in the morning. I'll go ahead and give her a call and let her know that she just needs to go ahead and come back and get us. And of course, they just had that big old fight. So yeah. Susanna ain't answering the damn phone.
She ain't going to answer the phone. He leaves a voicemail.
Mm-hmm.
So at least she knows.
Hey.
If she's able to get a signal, too.
Right.
So his next idea is to call the shop owner.
Oh.
His friend.
Yeah, his friend.
Well, he's calling him up like he's a friend.
Yeah.
Because he's all like, hey, buddy, we're wanting to get out of the house. Is there any taxis around?
Yeah.
Fucking course not.
Yeah, it's this teeny tiny town in Wales. Like, there is no way.
He's yeah. like, yeah, we have a guy that can drive you, but it'll be a few hours.
Yeah, yeah. And he's just like, well, whatever it takes. And he's just like, the weird shit's happening in the house. And he goes, oh, yeah, you know, like, that's what happens when you have a house built on a house built on a house.
Yeah, so we get a little bit of the lore of this house.
Yeah.
Because it was a house built on a house built on a house built on a tower.
Uh-huh. That the devil built. Oh.
Why did the folks of this village allow this to keep happening if they knew all about this?
Also, why didn't he fucking tell him when he was getting his groceries?
Right, right.
I mean, he would never have believed them, but when weird shit finally started happening, he'd go, oh, okay, I am in the devil's house. Time to leave.
Right. It's also a cool scene here because as he's talking to the guy, he keeps like looking over and there's more and more personal pictures starting yeah. to appear in the house. But I think that they're actually like souls that are trapped
yeah,
in the
yeah.
house.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it's every single person that's ever stayed there.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're seeing each victim ultimately. And mm-hmm. there's been a lot of victims.
Yeah. A lot. Yet again. Why did the village keep allowing this to happen? I'll never know.
Yeah, the shopkeep ends up telling him that the house picks the people, not that the people pick the house, and that pretty much, since this has already begun, it's too late, you're stuck. And Theo's just like, fucking, we'll see about that. He gets off the phone. He gathers up Ella. He's just like, we gotta go. He tries to go out the front door and it won't open. He's like, oh my God, we're locked in. And she's like, did you try unlocking the door? Click. Whoopsie.
See, that's what they need to do in like Resident Evil and Silent Hill is just unlock the door.
Yeah, fucking try to open the door. You know, like, oh, the this door's weird. Guess it's not going to open.
Meanwhile, it just has a big lock on it that you just...
click. Yeah.
So they're deciding to hoof it down to the village. It's about 4 miles and it is an extremely cold night. Yeah. So Ella's complaining about being cold. As they're leaving, they see staring at them from the house, there is a silhouette of somebody in the house. Ella's just like, there's somebody in there.
Yeah.
And Theo's like, I knew it.
I knew it. Somebody was writing in my fucking journal.
Max.
Yep. Yeah, that's right. It's Max. Yeah, they continue to walk on and Ella is just like, it's so cold and are we going to survive? And they keep hearing spooky sounds in the woods.
I think it's just foxes and that's what it sounds like to me. Like, it's the British or the Welsh countryside.
Yeah, there's... you're just hearing wildlife.
Yeah.
It's going to be creepy even if nothing weird's happening.
Yeah. They're walking forever and ever and ever, and they finally think that they've made it to the village. Unfortunately not. They've just made it into a big circle right around back to the house.
Yeah, and Ella's just like, how can that be possible? Like, you were walking downhill. And he goes, I'll explain it to you later.
Yeah, he's like, it's too complicated to talk about right now, and we just can't leave the house. We've got to go back in. She's begging him to not go, and he's like, we just got to.
Yeah, or we're going to freeze to death outside.
Yeah.
And so they re-enter the house. And Ella asks Theo if he still loves mommy. Not the time, kid.
Well, okay, it's not really the time to be putting her to bed either.
And acting like everything's cool?
Yeah, acting like everything's cool. At least in this scenario, I would have maybe slept on the couch with Ella.
Yeah.
Instead, they're like upstairs in one of the beds.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a really odd thing to bring up in the moment. And she also asks if he still loves her.
Yeah. And then he gives a very peculiar answer.
Yeah, the most roundabout way of saying... Yeah, I do.
Yeah, because he just goes on this tangent about, he's like, well, you know, my whole life, everything was always just handed to me and everything was easy. And you can kind of see like the life leave her eyes as he's just, she's like, if I was her, I'd be like, oh, fuck, he doesn't love me.
She's like, I asked you a yes or no question here.
Could have just said yes or no, or it's too complicated. I'll tell you later.
Yeah.
But instead, he gives this like fucking speech and he's crying while he's giving the speech, which is supposed to indicate that it's heartfelt, but it just comes off as flighty.
For me, it felt like him going, well, this is our last night together, so I might as well say all of this.
Yeah. But long story short, he's like, you know, I love you, sweetheart.
They drift off to sleep and Theo is woken up by a Polaroid flash.
Oh.
And it looks like the picture that he had seen earlier.
Oh, boy. Yeah, he hears running water in the bathroom, so he leaves Ella alone. You know, like he said he wasn't going to do.
Boy, I would have just laid there and been like, I don't hear it.
Yeah.
I don't hear a thing.
Nice try, ghosts. Yeah. As I have said in the real world when I thought that there was a haunting happening.
Yeah. That's all. You don't got to go investigate. Nope. But of course he does.
Yeah. As soon as he steps into the bathroom, he's transported to a liminal space.
Yeah.
Like, instantly, it's the scary dark hallway and he's running around again.
Yeah, now he gets the tub haunting.
Yeah.
Which makes sense for him to have it.
Yeah.
And he is attacked by his dead ghost wife.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever's going on here. Whatever entity she is.
Yeah. And then it just kind of goes fucking wacky real fast where he gets away from his ghost wife, is running around the hallways. He sees in the laundry room the picture of him and Ella sleeping. We didn't need that. Yeah, we already saw that shit earlier.
Yeah, we already know that. We figured this out. We already know that's freaky.
Yeah. However, that's when this really turns upside down because he goes into the room where he usually does his journaling to see himself journaling.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. He, original him, gets up to leave the book alone. He then goes to the journal to write that you have to leave. Oh.
And it was obviously Kevin Bacon really writing this part because the font is totally different.
Yeah. Why didn't they film that?
Like, yeah. Why didn't they just...
Yeah,
they I don't know.
They must have lost the prop and they had to quickly redo it.
Yeah.
So then it's just him running around and re-experiencing mm-hmm. everything we've already seen in the movie,
yeah.
but as a witness.
We also get to see that kind of the spooky things that have been happening around the house have been caused by him,
yeah.
including the silhouette that him and Ella had seen when they were leaving the house.
Yeah.
So it's almost like he's been haunting himself this whole time.
He then gets haunted by the weird man with the crutch that
yeah.
we've seen throughout the entire film. That I had my theories as far as who that was.
Yeah, I had a couple of theories. It was not this, though.
No, because it reveals the very obvious that Kevin Bacon's been playing this character the entire time.
Yeah.
He's been doing this goofy fucking voice.
Now, where I thought it was going to go from here was that he did have a second persona, like essentially he's got DID, and that's why his wife ended up getting killed was
yeah.
because he went into that dissociative state,
yeah,
killed her. And now Ella is going to actually end up being killed the same way because he went into the dissociative state.
Yeah, yeah, because like, whoa.
Because we keep seeing her little dead, drowned body.
Yeah, what if he ran her a bath?
Yeah.
And drown her, yeah.
Yeah, and that it was going to turn out that it was all fucked up.
Yeah. Instead, it's just that he has been haunted by the shadow of his past and that this man is a manifestation of all of this.
Okay, Pyramid Head.
And then Theo beats the fuck out of himself with the crutch that he's been using. Why the crutch?
You know, I'm sure, like, it's some sort of symbolism for this is disabling you to have this part of you stuck in your head. You know, that kind of thing. That's what I assume.
The thing that I thought was that it was going to turn out that it was generational. And
it could have been like his dad was the representation.
Because evil Theo is just does the whole like sins of the father and the child will pay for, you know, speech. And because Theo is begging evil Theo to let Ella go because she has nothing to do with any of this.
Yeah.
Take me instead, that nonsense. And so I was like, oh, okay. So maybe Theo was abused by his father.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he has his anger issues. That's why, you know, it doesn't really explain how or why things happen with his first wife. But, you know, there's something to it. But instead, it's just like, no, I'm just dark Theo, boo.
Yeah.
Theo then decides that, well, the only way that I can let Ella survive is that if I stay in the house forever, and that will set her free. And so...
Yeah, where he got the idea?
But Susanna arrives, and Theo hands over Ella... And she's like, all right, well, you ready to go? And goes, no, I'm staying here. I have to stay in the house. And she goes, what the fuck are you talking about?
And he says, oh, and by the way, my dead wife, it was me that killed her. I just let her drown.
Yeah, so we get a flashback of him in a snazzy suit. I think it's the same suit that he was wearing in the movie Planes, Trains, and Automobiles.
Maybe.
And he's just watching her drown.
Yeah.
And it's just like, I mean, yeah, okay. I guess you technically killed her because you didn't save her.
Yeah, because he explains that, well, I hated her so much and I just watched her, blah, blah, blah. It's like, okay, yeah, you didn't necessarily kill her. You just allowed her death to happen.
But yeah, Susanna's just like, oh, shit, that's fucked. He goes, all right, well. Take care now. I'm going to go back into the house.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it.
Oh.
Oh, I was really excited about this one. I was so excited.
Yeah.
Because when I found out that it was like House of Leaves-esque, I was like, I am here. I've wanted a House of Leaves movie for so long.
Yeah.
And we have, there's still another kind of adaptation out there.
Yeah.
But I was expecting, with this being Universal and Blumhouse, that it was going to really have the horror element. But no, it was mostly a drama.
Yeah, it is such a clunky, weird movie. And again, weird for all the wrong points.
Yes.
There are concepts in there that are neat, but we do not get to sit long enough for those concepts to make sense.
Yes.
The house turning evil, it should have started from the beginning and slowly been a rising action throughout.
Yeah, them measuring, that should have been like the first like step of them going, huh, there's something weird with this house.
Exactly.
What's going on with it?
And it should have been more of the camp of he's becoming obsessive over the house, and that's why Susanna is like, we need to get out of this house because you're going crazy.
Yeah, you're too obsessed.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing wrong with this place. You're just weird. Also, our point of having Susanna be an adoptive mom rather than her birth mom would have made so much more sense.
Yeah, if they would have had it where maybe Susanna wasn't even really in the film, like she could have been just in the beginning. What they should, okay, so this is how it should have been handled, is if you wanted Susanna to be the birth mother, it should be that Theo and Susanna are divorced. He's getting custody with Ella for the weekend or whatever, so he's doing a little getaway with her. The house is weird. That would explain why he knows that Susanna is coming back to pick her up, because the end of their custody for that weekend. And so then you just kind of don't see Susanna, and then it's just him losing his mind in a house alone with his daughter, trying to be a good dad.
Yeah, I think it should have more focused on the relationship of him and Ella.
Yeah.
Alternatively, I do think we should have went with his ex-wife being the birth mother, and that's why the relationship between Ella and Susanna is so weird, and also why Ella is so morbid and asking all these questions about death and whatnot, because maybe, like, a normal kid isn't asking about these things.
Okay, so this would have been interesting also. And this would explain, oh my God, this would explain why she has the visions of the lady in the tub, is that she was like 4 years old when her mom died.
Maybe even barely that.
Maybe barely that. But what it is when we see him watching his wife die in the tub, we also see that toddler Ella sees it happen too.
Yeah.
And so that's why she has this obsession with death. She doesn't really remember seeing her mom die, but death is on her mind.
Yeah.
And that would have been way more interesting.
Oh yeah.
As far as concept, it would have made this make sense.
Yeah, because my initial reaction to Ella was, this is not normal child behavior.
Yeah.
What has happened? And they haven't really shown any signs of like arguing or wanting divorce or anything until this trip. So that doesn't explain why she's being morbid.
Yeah. Yeah.
And why Susanna, as her mother, is not like, oh, dear, you shouldn't be asking questions like that. What's going on? Like, showing concern.
Also, the evil version of Theo, you know, like the shadow man, like, he's been around before they were ever at the house.
Yeah.
So is that just a representation of, are we not aware of the fact that maybe he's been abusive towards his daughter this entire time?
See, and
that's
that
the shadow man is?
And that would have been more in the, you know, me talking about him having DID possibly.
Yeah.
They could have went with that.
Why
lots
the crutch?
Lots of horror movies do, unfortunately, but I think it would have worked for this one.
Yeah, it's just
there's
not
so many parts of this movie that could have been broken off into other films or made this film so much better.
Yeah.
It's so frustrating because there's something here.
There's absolutely something here. This could have been one of the best movies we've ever seen.
Yeah.
And instead, it is just a waste of time.
Yeah, so much clunky dialogue, so much plot that doesn't make sense. Just
thermostat.
Don't Don't waste your time with this one, I'll say.
Okay, yeah.
I'll go ahead and say it. Yeah, don't even try it.
I'll agree with the critics because I knew going into this movie that it had a lot of bad reviews.
Mm-hmm.
But also, we love movies that have shit reviews.
Yeah.
So sometimes reviews and critics and stuff, they need not apply. But this one, everybody was right on point. This movie does not make sense for all the wrong reasons.
Mm-hmm. I would rather be confused about the house layout than the relationships.
Yeah. So, yeah, I would say dodge this one like the fucking plague unless you just want to see Kevin Bacon be in a movie that sucks.
Okay. How about this? Watch a compilation of Kevin Bacon scared or shocked moments from this. That's all you need to see.
Or if you want to see Kevin Bacon in a horror movie, go back and watch Stir of Echoes.
Or Tremors.
Yeah, or Tremors.
Yeah.
Stir of Echoes does a better job of Kevin Bacon having DID.
Yeah, Stir of Echoes is a great movie.
Yeah, so maybe that'll be S next year. Well, that brings us to the end this episode of Podcast Magoria's Halloween A to Z. We're there, folks.
Oh,
we're at the end.
Oh, thank God.
Our next episode is our Z episode. Z for Zombie Nightmare. Okay.
Taking
it back to the 80s.
Oh no.
We don't have a really good track record when it comes to the Z movies.
I'm scared.
Maybe we'll finally break the curse since this is year 5.
Our first year was so good. We started off so great with the Z movies.
Yeah. But every movie after that has been zombie movies are mostly bad. So let's see if we can fix that next time. Until next time, if you find yourself getting an Airbnb, you get to the house and it's not quite what you expected, just get a hotel room somewhere else. And as you're sitting there in Motel 6.
In Wales?
A Motel 6 in Wales.
Okay.
They're international, I'm sure. Watching reruns of Fawlty Towers on BBC, eating some bangers and mash. Be sure you're doing one important thing, and that is you must stay spooky.
Blah, blah, blah.
Bye. You've been listening to Podcast Magoria, hosted by Autumn Campbell and James Davis, theme by James Davis. Like what you heard? Be sure to follow us wherever you get podcasts. Be sure to check out our social media and TikTok for additional content and spooky previews for future projects. And as always, stay spooky.
Heheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheheh